This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with the good day of... Well, this is a way for you to have a good day. A way for us to help you wake up your brain muscles. Us being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, they've woken up their brain muscles. So let's see if we can get your awakened. Excuse me. Yeah. I want to be correct. Thank you, Madam President. Idea of things trending. Jennifer, what do you have that you think will pique people's interest and wake up their brain muscles?
Well, it is still being followed. There's a big bombshell by Bibi Netanyahu a few days ago has seemed to really rock the not only the U.S. government, but our relationship with Iran and the future of the Iran deal. President Trump's going to have to make a decision on that in just over 10 days from now. And on Monday, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu revealed this cache, which weighs like a half a ton, basically hundreds of thousands of documents that he says prove that Iran lied to the world about their nuclear program for years, even after they made a deal in 2015 with the United States. He said Iran did not come clean about its nuclear program. They admitted they had one, but they said that it wasn't for war. They said they had a nuclear program, but it wasn't for warheads. Bibi Netanyahu put out some pretty compelling evidence on Monday suggesting that that was indeed false. And this information apparently is hidden in some secret location. But at the moment, American intelligence is still confirming it, although what they have confirmed so far has checked out. So, again, it's all eyes on what Trump will do in the next 10 days as far as the Iran deal goes.
So what's the purpose of this? Is it really to protect Israel or to get the heat off of Netanyahu or a little of both? Because he's got a lot of heat on him. A lot of politicians in his home country want to get him gone. They don't like him. They haven't liked him. But he still seems to win and still has popular support. So you wonder...
Nuclear Iran is not good for anybody.
No.
And obviously we paid them a lot of money to end their program, and they took the money, thank you very much. And if they still have this program, then that's a big problem.
Yeah. Well, again, how do we get together and how do we solve the problem? And one wonders, Jennifer, if that's the same attitude that now is focused on these tariffs. I noticed the president has decided to postpone the tariffs on steel and aluminum until June because there are countries that we do a lot of business with who are upset about it, but I don't see China in the mix here. Permanent exemptions for Argentina.
These are just our European allies that he's giving an extra month to.
Yeah, why though? What comes out of that?
So that they can extend the month to work on the trade, but doing a bilateral trade agreement instead of... Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. What's the status of John Kelly? Is this another... I look at these things and I think to myself, okay, do I want to talk about him or not because of the same old with regard to Trump? The news media baits people like us with a big headline, Trump's an idiot. Well, he says, no, I didn't say that at all. Why would that get started? How would it get started? And is there any truth to it? And even if there is, okay, so... sooner or later, if there is truth to it, same thing happens to him as happens to Tillerson. So what's the... Am I wasting my time focusing on that stuff?
Well, I think it's palace intrigue, as Kellyanne Conway likes to call it, right? People want to know what's going on in this White House. And I think that... John Kelly has denied it, and he said that's absolutely not true. Trump says we are close. We talk every day. He's my closest ally in this White House. He's my chief of staff. I have total faith in him. So I think all you can do is take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And that's
not
probably... I think people want to make that the most important issue of the day, but obviously with Iran going on and North Korea and all of these other issues... You know, how important is it if John Kelly said, oh, what an idiot? I mean, I don't care. People call me idiots all the time, I'm sure.
Who are they? I'll take care of them. I'll punch them right in the nose. I can't talk to you like that. Victoria, you got anything that you want to take from the trending pile?
Yeah, something kind of interesting. The treasurer of the Vatican is going to stand trial on sex abuse charges. This is the highest ranking or most senior figure in the Catholic Church who's actually facing criminal sex abuse charges. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if the Vatican has gotten involved or if the Pope himself has said, okay, enough's enough here. But this is Cardinal George Pell of Australia. He's accused of abuse that spans three decades. And this started apparently in the 70s. And at St. Patrick's Cathedral during his time as Archbishop of Melbourne in the 90s as well. He says he's innocent, but they're obviously, if the Catholic Church is moving forward with an actual criminal trial, then you know there's got to be a whole lot of evidence there. But I think that's interesting. Maybe this is a new, you know, a new tide for the Catholic Church and for the Vatican.
Yeah, well, if there's anybody who can pull that off, it's the new Pope. I'm still looking forward to that movie that's coming out later, I think this month. It's a day in the life, sort of the Pope, and it looks like it would be very interesting. And see it in a regular theater, kind of like the Obama thing that was around earlier in the year, story of his last year in office. It was really quite, whether you like him, you don't like him, or whether you're a Catholic or you're not Catholic, in this case, it still is a great story about a guy who has a lot going for him. Sure, nobody's perfect. I said at the time he officiated at the funeral for Bernard Law, that I thought I had written, I think I indicated on the air I'm writing him off. But then, you know, you don't write somebody off.
He hit a speed bump in popularity with that one,
yeah,
for sure.
He did. Right. Yep. And deservedly so. But that doesn't take away from all of his good work.
Right.
I don't think it does anyway.
No. And he gave all the homeless people gelato on his birthday last week in Italy. So I'm okay with that.
Happy birthday to me. All right, here, let's get to some other people.
You know how to win over Victoria. Just to make cream.
Here is some gelato.
Say whatever you want if you give her some ice cream.
Some people in the news. Amber Phillips, you know her story?
No.
Remind us.
On an American Airlines flight last Friday, got onto a regional jet. 65 seats, two in a row. Ms. Phillips apparently is somebody who fills up the seat well. And she sat down, and the woman next to her took a gander and said, please move your arm. Or please move to another seat. Your arm is touching mine. I don't want your arm to touch my arm.
Oh, my God.
The woman says, I was thinking, I hope they don't treat me badly. Ms. Phillips lives in Washington. She was fidgeting. And then the woman said again, can you move? And Ms. Phillips said, no, I actually can't. I'm in the window seat. The woman was growing increasingly annoyed at the space that they were in. And she said, I just kept quiet. It was hard for people who are to be. The understanding is, or the focus is, on somebody who is larger than you are, and this is not the person's fault. I think this is the fault of the planes, of the airlines. They keep making the seats smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
And regional jets are practically half a seat to begin with.
Exactly.
They're like a jump seat.
She held her son, I was thinking, about my son, who can't get into a normal seat. He's 6'3", and he can't get his knees into a 29, some of these seats are only 29 inches. You can't sit there and sit without moving your one leg out into the aisle or the other legs touching somebody else.
That's why I put stand-up seats. Have you seen those?
You didn't see those?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they stole that idea from a roller coaster. Because, you know, Six Flags has those exact same seats for roller coasters.
So the woman sitting next to Ms. Phillips had some words to say. And they were pretty mean. Things got tense. She was trying not to cry. Apparently, this woman next to her posted something on her cell phone and recorded the woman.
Oh, my God.
And all kinds of stuff. There were apparently moments the flight attendant said she was calling the police because this woman, Phillips, was difficult. Miss Phillips, according to all the people on the plane, wasn't difficult at all. It was the other woman who was being difficult. So now American Airlines said that in their press release yesterday, two passengers seated next to each other engaged in a verbal altercation while on board the plane. When it landed at DCA, one of the passengers requested the flight attendant contact law enforcement. American employees, they said, had an obligation to call the police. They call law enforcement at the request of this passenger who was sitting next to Ms. Phillips. They came and they referred to it as an in-flight incident. She got arrested.
Oh, my God.
It was, I mean, this kind of stuff.
Why can't people just chill out in planes? Nobody likes to fly anymore. It's not glamorous. It's not fun.
She was
scared.
Why can't
we just make the best of it?
Upset, shaken, according to other people who are on the plane. She said, quote, white people literally need to stop calling the cops on black people who make them uncomfortable. They're calling the cops
this
like
they
need
to speak. This is a racial issue on top of it?
A racial issue on top of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She said, you're not allowed to call the cops for things that aren't true. I'm on her side with this one from what I
read.
Sounds
like it,
yeah. I looked at a couple of things here. This is beyond. It just is a horror story that has no reason for being. It really doesn't. It's... All right, other travel news. Marriott is going to compete with Airbnb. What do you make of this? Marriott has 6,500...
They're ruining Airbnb.
What's that?
The ruining of Airbnb.
Well, they got 6,500 hotels, 110 million loyalty program members, and so they figure it's time for them to enter the home share market. Marriott International has launched a six-month trial with a home rental company in England called Hostmaker, adding 200 homes to their list of offerings across London. This is pretty interesting. It's not the first major hotel chain either to expand by doing this sort of thing. Hyatt invested in vacation rental company Oasis last year, adding 2,000 homes to its 700 hotels. I had no idea that Marriott was much. It's 10 times bigger.
Yeah, it's the largest hotel chain in the world, I think.
Marriott
International. Yeah. Well, it also includes their other brands that they.
Yeah, own. Lots of brands. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They're managing lots of brands. Marriott's prices for 1- and 2-bedroom apartments slightly higher than the other services. They earn traveler rewards, however, which you can't normally get when you go to an Airbnb. Which is not. That's not really true. You can get. I could book an Airbnb and get American Airline credits. Matter of fact, I did once in Los Angeles last year.
Really? I haven't heard of that. Okay.
Yeah,
but
you can.
It is, if you are a member of the Marriott Rewards Program, whatever it's called, that is kind of interesting, though, that's a big selling point to add on to those points to have you stay within the Marriott family as opposed to going to Airbnb.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of people have been speculating that this is going to be, Airbnb is going to have to come up with something else now, a new bell and whistle.
Yeah. All right, let's do, speaking of new bells and whistles, Victoria, here's the newest way to please your mother for Mother's Day. The big day is a week from Sunday, and in order to celebrate it well and with distinguishment, is that a word? Yeah, distinguishment. Good, Doug. Bloggers are talking about bouques, B-O-U-Q-S, short for bouquets. Flowers are very, very cool. These flowers, this company looks like they've hit the nail on the head.
This website makes me really like salivate for flowers.
Really?
Website. They're really beautiful. They're so much better
gorgeous.
Than the standard arrangements. They're really
It is. It's a whole different deal.
And the prices are like some of these gorgeous bouquets are starting at like $36. That's unheard of. They call
half
them farm to they call them farm to table arrangements.
Yeah.
And you know all the farmers I love this. This is my like one of my new favorite sites.
All right, so make it yours. Help your mom understand how much she means to you and get an amazing result. It's just, when you see it, even you'll be very pleased. Bouques, B-O-U-Q-S.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, get 15% off when you enter Doug at Bouques, B-O-U-Q-S.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 and changed after the hour on the DJV show, the theme from The Simpsons. Theme from The Simpsons, ladies. Jennifer, you watch The Simpsons anymore?
Not so much anymore, but when I was a kid, you know, they started when I was in seventh grade. That's how long this has been around. And yeah. I remember Bart Simpson was the biggest deal when I was in junior high. And, of course, I watched for several seasons when it first came out.
All right. So who among us knows what the other two longest running, the story, Jennifer hit the nail on the head here. The Simpsons is now the longest running scripted series in primetime television history, 636 episodes of this, and you see what's his face around promoting this. Why do I always, I have a blank on his name, the guy who created The Simpsons. Why do I always have?
Matt Groening, isn't it?
I don't know, but anyway.
You always came around. Who is it?
Well, right. I've never seen any of them. I wouldn't recognize any of them.
So there are two other shows that are in the same league. That is, as far as longest running shows. Do you want to take a guess at what the two shows are? Simpsons is now the longest, but only by one episode. And there actually are two other shows that are within two episodes of the same record.
What era are we talking about?
We're talking about the early television era, and we're talking about the current television era.
One of them has to be like a crime show, right? Like those things go on and they're
Law and Order. Yeah. Right.
I would guess Law and Order.
Law and Order. Yes, Law and Order.
No idea about the other one, though.
Special Victims has 430 episodes, but the original Law and Order had 620 episodes.
I know, because I tried to watch it on Netflix one time, and then I saw there were 20 seasons, and every episode was like an hour, and I was like, never mind.
No. Do you know the other one that's longest running?
But no,
this is from the earlier.
I think I do, but I can't remember. I think I'm blanking on what it is.
Matt Dillon.
It was Gunsmoke.
Yep.
Matt Dillon?
Gunsmoke. Matt Dillon was
you
the sheriff.
You won't know. Don't worry.
Marshall.
Wasn't it Marshall?
No, he was Marshall Dillon.
Marshall Dillon. Oh,
Marshall
okay.
Dillon.
I thought you meant the actor Matt Dillon.
I was like, I don't think Matt Dillon was in that.
Matt Dillon was the sheriff in Gunsmoke. He was played by James Arness. Started in 1955 and went to the 1975, so 21 seasons of Gunsmoke. And there are 600 and I think there's 634 episodes of that. So a lot of stuff here. And so for those of you who does anybody even remember Peter Arness, the actor? Nobody remembers. Peter Arness.
I know his name, but I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pick
him out
in the lineup.
He was in movies like Leslie Nielsen, Airplane movie. He was the host and the leader of Mission Impossible on television. And his brother, Matt Dillon, there I am using his name, James Arness and Peter Graves, I'm sorry, I used the wrong name of the wrong guy. James Arness was the brother of Peter Graves, and they used different names because they didn't want to confuse. One of them used the mother's name, the other one used the father's name. And James Arness started as John Wayne's stunt guy, and John Wayne was asked to be Matt Dillon on the television show, and he said, "I don't want to do TV. Why don't you get my stuntman to do it?" And that's how he got started. And it happened that nobody thought Gunsmoke was going to make it on TV, so they gave Arness an opportunity to buy into it, and he ended up owning the show and became one of the wealthiest men in Hollywood.
Who knew a story about The Simpsons would have this much interest for you, Doug?
Well, I just think it's interesting to look at this stuff. It's a cultural thing. How long The Simpsons and what that culturally presents, and Law and Order and what that culturally presents and meant, and Gunsmoke. Three very different types of programs, and they all lasted for a long, long time because they knew how to keep the audience interested in what was going on. It's great writing. I think it's a great story about one.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines CNS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with custom signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now through June 2nd, spend $25 or more in-store for a chance to win $1,000 worth of print marketing services. Visit staples.com/SMBweek for details and official rules. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
To be here with you. That's my Yoda impression for the day. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies of the day, bringing a good day into your head and your household. Jennifer Horn is here to help with that, and Victoria Keelan as well as Kara Schillen. So we're trying to figure out the status of Don Blankenship, who was referred
sounds
to
like
as
a fake name.
Blanken something else. He's been in prison, and now he's out of prison, and he's running for Senate seat in West Virginia is a Republican. I've been buying a lot of advertising and that sort of thing, and so I'm trying to figure out how this guy...
He's also called Mitch McConnell Cocaine Mitch in his latest ad, saying he'll get him out.
Cocaine Mitch, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's 50 years
old. Because, like, Mitch McConnell does a lot of blow?
I don't know why.
He ran, I think many of you will remember this, you may not remember his name, but Massey Energy... The mining company, they were the ones that owned the mine in Upper Big Branch, which is Mott Coal, West Virginia, and it blew up and collapsed. And so 29 men lost their lives. So how does this guy think, and people hold him responsible because of cost-cutting measures that he instituted, and so a lot of things, safety measures, were not carried out in these mines that were that belonged to Massey, and the feds investigated, and I don't know what they came up with, but he went to jail. 29 people died. He went to jail for a year on a misdemeanor conviction. So how does this guy, but I didn't think you could run for an office like this. There are two or three issues here, I suppose. One of them is the fact that the guy is, no, he's blankety, 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 blank. But I'm more interested in how he's got, he spent $2 million of his own money so far on his campaign, going after a congressman and the attorney general. And he's gone after them in a way that you might expect if you knew anything about this guy. Just nasty, dirty. He's an SOB.
He's got a lot of people running hard against him. Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, has launched his super PAC. They've spent over $1.3 million on TV ads attacking him, calling him a convicted criminal.
He
saying
is.
Saying that he lived the lavish lifestyle while ignoring mine safety laws. And then ending the ad with Don Blankenship was about the money. West Virginia families paid the price. And apparently the cocaine Mitch thing came from a story that came out in 2014. There was a report in Nation magazine, which to be fair is a very liberal publication, that drugs were once found aboard a shipping vessel owned by the family of Elaine Chao, who's Mitch McConnell's wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's where that comes from.
That's where that comes
from. You look at a picture of Blankenship, he looks like a slime wad. He's one of those people. He looks like his name sounds. He just looks like a creep.
But how does he have so much money left? How many people died, did you say?
29.
Okay.
Why didn't they sue him in civil court?
Right. Yeah. He must have socked away his money someplace. That's totally done all the time.
Well, I don't know. But why are these people attracted? Why do they even think they have a chance? Is it just about money? How does this guy have, unless he's completely off his rocker, think he has a chance to win a race like this with a reputation like that, with a wake behind him like that? The amount of upset that people are going all over the state talking about, you know, pictures of their children who were killed because of his lax management.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't even that long ago. It was 2010, right, that it happened.
Wasn't.
So obviously it's still pretty fresh in people's memories, but maybe, I mean, a lot of people didn't expect Donald Trump to win the presidency, and a lot of, who was the guy that was running, he voted for himself on a horse? What was his name?
Oh, that guy. He almost won. Right?
Was that Roy Moore?
Rode up to the polls on a horse, and he only lost by a tiny bit, so I'm wondering if it's giving...
He's now suing three women who accused him. He's going back at the women
now. So it's, you know, he went to jail for something different, but I'm just curious as to whether that gives people who may not have run before more confidence, because the people who were not expected to win did.
I think what it does is that the people who commit crimes and get away with them typically think that they're untouchable. I'd say this is probably more like drawing a line to O.J. Simpson, who instead of just going away like most people would have and just disappearing, he stayed very much in the spotlight and got himself in trouble again and ended up serving prison time. And I think that's what you see here. You see people who feel like they're above it all running and running and running, and then finally at some point something catches up with them.
Yeah, you're probably right. When you only serve 1 year in jail for killing 29
There's
people,
a special
somehow
place in hell for a guy
money.
Like that.
Yep.
Really. All right, here's another thing. This is just the opposite in terms of what happened and how it happened. The story of Anthony Jakes, J-A-K-E-S. He's 41 years old now. He was 15 when he said that he was beaten by Chicago detective Michael Kill, coerced by detective Kenneth Boudreau, both of whom worked for Commander John Berge, to confess to the murder of Rafael Garcia outside a sandwich shop on the southwest side of Chicago. Turns out that he was not guilty of anything. He was convicted. He spent 22 years in prison.
Ugh. And he was 15?
15.
Jeez.
Prosecutors threw out the murder charges against him yesterday. vacated a murder sentence in a separate case against another man who spent 23 years in prison. Same kind of thing. The Chicago Police Department, once again, a bunch of complete clowns and a-holes. This is the worst of the worst, these people. They spent $100 million in Chicago to settle the victims of these police and their, you know, they're notorious for this. How they kept their jobs, dozens of allegations against them of torturing and beating black suspects. Statute of limitations ran out on these crimes against these guys. One of them was convicted of perjury in 2010. And so he went to jail for 4 years. That was it. A couple of years ago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, announced $5.5 million in reparations to the victims of this policeman. You see, this is the kind of stuff that ruins it for the majority of great cops. These kinds of people and why they last and what there is about Cook County in Chicago. Here's the other case here. The first one is Anthony Jakes, who's 41. The other one is Robert Buto. He was convicted for the shooting death outside of a high school in Chicago. Prosecutors agreed that he deserved a new trial after he spent 23 years in prison. He was paroled a couple of years ago. He was 17 when he was arrested. Nothing to do with the crime, nowhere near where the crime took place. These bastards, these two guys, not the two that were in prison, but the two cops.
All I can hope is that the guys who are out of prison now is that they have a good mentality and that they're able to make something of their life and that hopefully the people in the community will help. We've seen a couple stories like that where old jobs have taken guys back. I mean, these guys were so young that they weren't really even able to start their lives, but they're only in their 40s now. Yeah. So hopefully they're able to do something, because it's so easy to look at the police officer who spent 4 years in jail when they spent 20-plus years and become bitter, and I hope that they're better than that.
The cops were white, and the people that went away were black. Got a lot of problems in this country, race-related problems, a lot of them. All right, here's Megyn Kelly in the news. So I'm trying to figure out, I read something about Tom Brokaw yesterday that made me think, and I said this on the air, I think, yesterday, did I not, Victoria, with regard to Brokaw, not so fast with the allegations. I thought it was interesting.
You didn't say that out loud on the air, but because we haven't really talked much about it, but
okay,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Megyn Kelly, who going to believe, Megyn Kelly or the half a dozen women who say Brokaw is a good guy?
Well, Megyn Kelly's not the one accusing him.
Right.
But she says not so fast. She's not accusing him, but
she says give it a chance to investigate itself. Cause sometimes
she's saying the opposite of that.
She can say people can surprise
you. You don't know what you don't know.
You go. Yeah, what she said on her show was that that the women coming forward writing letters of character supporting Tom Brokaw, she's saying they should be careful because you don't know what actually happened behind closed doors. And she said when she was at Fox, there were certain people who said, "Oh, Roger Ailes is such a great stand-up guy," and she said she saw it with her own eyes and experienced it. So she's really coming out against the women saying that Tom Brokaw's a good guy.
So
she's on the side of the victims.
All right. So under the circumstances, though, maybe I'm not sure where to draw the line in the sand here, Victoria, because I don't have much use for Megyn Kelly. However, I do have a lot of, I think Rachel Maddow, whether you agree with her politically or not, I think she's quite smart and not likely to get caught in a trap. I don't think Mika Brzezinski would get caught in a trap either.
I don't know that it's necessarily them getting caught in a trap. I just think, I think we've all done this. When you love someone and you've seen how they treat you, then you are it's easy to come out and support that person.
Yeah.
Even if just because they were good to you, though, doesn't mean that they've been good to everyone.
And that's what Megyn Kelly was saying. And I'm not a fan of hers, but I do agree with her on this one, for sure.
Well, I think there are things I could say, I could use me as an example. There are some people who have liked working with me and some people who haven't liked working with me. I don't have the problem that Brokaw has at the moment, but there are people who have said things about me over the years that weren't very flattering, and other people have come to my rescue, or I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
Defense.
And, you know, I know who I am, And so I know what is believable and what isn't. I don't have to be convinced. Do other people have to be convinced? It doesn't take much. Remember the old expression, takes 30 years to build up a good reputation and 30 seconds to ruin it.
Right.
So now, even if people still like Tom Brokaw, in the back of their mind, will you ever see a picture of Matt Lauer and not think, look at that no good SOB? And so when it comes up, when you're accused...
Matt Lauer admitted that he did it, so...
Ryan, when people look at Ryan on American Idol, they look at him on Kelly and Ryan, or they look at him wherever it is or how it was very visible, don't you think in the back of your mind somebody said something about him and I wonder if it's true?
Everybody, I think, does.
Yes.
That's why we have to be careful with these allegations or these accusations. First of all, I think when there's a lot of them, and some of them, even if it's just one, turns out not to be true, it ruins it almost for everybody else. Because then you have people going, well, is it true? Is it not? Is that accused or trustworthy? Let's look into their life. Let's go, let's dive in. And then you also have people whose lives are ruined who do choose to try to fight back, but maybe they aren't equipped. I mean, it's so sensitive. I feel like... And I, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I felt like this with the Bill Cosby verdict. I thought there's no doubt that Bill Cosby deserves to pay for what he did. I have no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that we sort of cavalierly handle verdicts or handle people's life-changing moments, whether you are a victim or the perpetrator, I felt the same way. I mean, with Scott Peterson, just to use an example, when he was convicted, I was happy that he was convicted because I believe that he is guilty and that he needs to pay for his crimes. But when people jump on other people's graves, it makes you feel kind of icky. And I don't know. Yep. There's just, we take things very lightly. I think, oh, yeah, we just throw things around. And they're just, these are really serious things on both sides.
That's the culture of the news media these days.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's very tabloid, I guess.
Barbs and arrows at people without understanding what the consequences are.
I mean,
really
people have kids and wives. It's just it's a whole weird time we're in.
All right, let's make it unweird. Last night, Jennifer had a good night's sleep because she puffed up her MyPillow, got it set so her neck would be comfortable.
I have to tell you, I was missing MyPillow because I was house-sitting for my dad, and then I was out of town, and I was suffering for it. I was happy to crawl into my own bed.
No more suffering. You will not suffer either. If you get these pillows from MyPillow, they got all kinds of sizes and shapes, and you can have a medium or you can have a hard, couple of premium pillows, couple of go-anywhere pillows. You get the four-pack for 50% off. Matter of fact, if you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com, you get 50% off of everything. And the testimonial page is cool. Here's a lady who says, I love these pillows. Most comfortable ever. They come out of the wash like new. I also have a go-anywhere pillow sitting on my couch in the event I want to lay down and watch TV. It's really entertaining in that one of my cats has decided he loves the go-anywhere pillow. Lays on the couch with his head on it and won't let me use the pillow. They have pet pillows, too, by the way. You can sleep. It's just better for your life. Better for everything, your immune system, what you weigh, your mental health. So do yourself a favor. Check out all the things, but start with the pillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning. Get a better night's sleep. If you got old pillows, get rid of them and get the new ones from MyPillow at MyPillow.com. You don't want to have those old ones with all that yuckabunga in them. Get new pillows for everybody in your family. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hey, everybody. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour here, as Good Day Health and a focus on your health and well-being, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has a more homeopathic, well, maybe naturalist, when you want to be described as a NUCA chiropractor, a GAPS yep. practitioner, and what do you want to have people know that have never heard you before about your attitude toward using drugs versus the all-natural ingredients in some
well,
of the products?
Well, there's a time. There's a time when drugs are necessary. If you are in a life-threatening crisis situation, then you turn to drugs. Mm-hmm. We have managed to be on this planet for as long as we have without the drugs.
Yeah,
up in the last few decades.
That's a great point to make. And because so many Americans are on a statin drug, we're going to talk about statins specifically with Dr. Jack Stockwell right after this.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations. And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here?
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, 56 past the hour. So there's a website that Jack has made me aware of. We're going to post it, statinvictims.com, because you have some patients who have been on statins following some kind of a cardiac event, and now their cholesterol is a problem. So what statin is supposed, statin drugs, there are four or five popular ones, are supposed to do what?
What they do is they stop the liver from producing cholesterol. Cholesterol is absolutely essential for life. Mm-hmm. So many hormones that are part of our conscious reality have cholesterol as a base.
So we have good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
Well,
so does statin deal with the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, or all cholesterol?
It just stops the body from making cholesterol, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good cholesterol, bad cholesterol is a marketing term.
LDL, HDL.
Yeah. You know, it's the LDL, it's the small-pocketed LDL that that collects in the plaquing of an artery.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the problem. The problem is why the plaquing takes place in the first place.
Why does it take place?
Well, because of some kind of irritant, inflammation that's going on inside the arterial structure. Two major causes. Way too much sugar in the diet, which
yep.
brings on the insulin. And the constant flow of insulin through the arterial structure causes constant inflammation inside the arteries, and your body is constantly trying to take care of it with Band-Aids.
So
and that's what
the statins have been implicated in Alzheimer's? That's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. Now, Stephanie Seneff, a very well-known researcher at MIT, also has the one other website I really want to push, spacedoc.com. This is the website for the cardiologists who take care of astronauts. They will not let an astronaut in space without higher than normal levels of cholesterol, because your brain won't work without it. So those two websites, statinvictims.com and spacedoc.com. Worth taking a look at.
Wow, that's really pretty amazing. So give us in 10 seconds what you do if you have the problem of you got too much cholesterol. What do you do?
Well, you start looking for the reasons why it's getting up there. And by high, I mean 400 or 500.
Yeah.
Anything less than 400 or 500, don't worry about it. The higher it is, the longer you'll live. That's the latest research.
Ken Kronos will have a cardiac when he hears that.
Yeah, he won't be happy.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a way. Let me point you in the direction of Purity Products for their Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, Omega-3s, very necessary. Jack can tell you that. Ken can tell you that. As we age, our joints also become a problem. So what the folks at Purity have done is put krill oil, which is good for your joints, and omega-3, which is great for your brain and your muscles, all the blood getting around your body, all together with an energy enhancer called CoQ10. And because they're so sure you will love this, they'll give it to you free. First bottle free, 800-355-1493. For a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, call 800-355-1493.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.